Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for making us, creating us, and creating us with a plan. We appreciate that. And thank you, Father God, for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light to know your plan, know your favor, and experience you. And so, mornings by morning, you awaken our hearts. You write your laws on our hearts and our minds in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We read Psalm 119, verse 73 to 80 from the TPT. Your very hands have held me and made me who I am. Give me more revelation light, so I may learn to please you more. May all your devoted lovers see how you treat me, and be glad, for your words are entwined with my heart. Lord, I know that your judgments are always right. Even when it's me you judge, you're still faithful and true. Send your kind mercy kiss to comfort me, your servant, just like you promised you would. Love me tenderly so I can go on, for I delight in your life-giving truth. Shame upon the proud liars. See how they oppress me, all because of my passion for your precepts. May all your devoted lovers follow me as I follow the path of your instruction. Make me passionate and wholehearted to fulfill your every wish, so that I'll never have to be ashamed of myself.
Hallelujah. Powerful stuff. And this is... You know, God knowing everything about us and knowing how much he's loved us, how much he predestined us in Christ to be holy and blameless before him in love. And that's always been the heart. That's the heart of a parent to want the best for their children. And so when the production line went wrong, when Adam's transgression filled the earth and brought about a horrible representative of a loving God that made them fearfully and wonderfully with a plan for them, Jesus came and fixed it up. And that's what we've got to realize. We've got to realize that everything Jesus done is to wake us up to the true picture of the love of the Father, the love of God, and then to a true picture of the plan and purpose and the development of the plan and purpose as he showed it to us from baby to young man to father. And then he died so we can have it. So we have been called back to the reality of this wonderful family's love. And that's why it's so necessary to understand that they made us. God is our designer. And what he has authorized, he also wants to perfect. And our surrender and our drawing close morning by morning is allowing him then to write his laws on our hearts and our mind, giving us sufficient for the day so we can shine and look to him, acknowledge him in all our ways, and he directs our steps. So looking at Jesus, we're looking at the right place. And when you look at the right place, what is necessary, what is right for us, comes to pass. God meets us every day exactly where we are so that we can be everything he made us to be. And then he is with us to help us bring to pass his wonderful plan. So it's all together with God. It's all in tune with the family. It's all flowing in the truth, knowing the truth and the truth setting us free. So it's wonderful. God has said, "You, children, you can't do it alone. Stop your nonsense. We're going to do it for you." So God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has made this beautiful redemption for us so we can come home and then rest in their love, acknowledge them at all time, reason together with them in fellowship. And that's prayer, talking to God, watching, hear what he has to say, and then be everything God made us to be. So our names are written in heaven. There's a story for us to walking to first see, and then once we have seen, put it into practice together with God, working together with God. The grace of God is not in vain, it's to our gain. Be blessed as you arise and shine this morning in the love of a God that is with you, that's got just the best intentions for your life, because you are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works laid out there for you. Amen.
Amen.